I'm going to call the roll. We'll find out.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, excuse me. Judon Boney.
Here.
Thank you, Judon. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you. Adriana Casaneva.
Present.
Thank you. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley. Can't hear you, Lyndon. Robert Gardner.
Present.
Thank you, Robert. Patrick Hoyt.
Here.
Thank you, Patrick. Wally James.
Here.
Thank you, Wally. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you, Mike. Marianne Martinez. Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller.
Present.
Thank you, Paula. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you, Susie. Benicia Patel Adams.
Yes.
Thank you, Benicia. Sandra Rowland. Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins.
Here.
Thank you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Sabara Naratomi, present.
Thank you. Wendy Sherrell. Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shapto.
Here.
Thank you, Deb. And thank you for all your work. Richard Uzel's here. Rita Washington. Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Thank you, Sandy. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Thank you, Ted. Venetia Williams. Can't hear you, Venetia. Egberto Willis. Can't hear you, Egberto. That's 17, and that's a quorum.
Okay.
Let me ask before you get further along, were there any excuse absence requests?
Not for me.
Richard, this is Lyndon. Anybody? You can add me.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Who's
Thank
this?
You.
Lyndon Foley.
I still didn't get you. Some of us talking.
Lyndon Foley.
Okay.
That makes us 18. There's no request for excused absence. We'll just proceed, and if we need to change that status later, I guess do it later or something. I don't know. Somebody just get on the call. Hello?
I didn't hear anybody new.
I heard that beeping. I didn't know what that was. Okay, then I guess we'll deal with excused absences if and when it happens. Okay.
Sounded like somebody was just checking in.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I think
maybe not.
Who knows? Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, has everybody a chance to see the agenda?
I have.
I have a question. This is Patel Adams.
Oh, who's this?
Patel Adams. I have a question, I guess, for the secretary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is Egberto Willis present?
He didn't say anything.
No.
Okay. I think he's been absent many times, over three by now, and I don't recall him having any excused absences.
Lyndon for the sack. I do believe if you go back and check last meeting, he was on the last meeting, I do believe.
He was.
Okay. Okay.
He was.
Bill for the stack.
Bill, go ahead.
I move that we excuse his absence.
Okay. Any second?
Excuse Egberto?
Yes.
Yes.
Why would you excuse him if he didn't ask for an excuse? We've never done that before.
Well, he's a friend.
I don't know any reason why you couldn't. Do you?
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Because
I think we should give people the benefit of the doubt.
We don't excuse absences unless they're asked for.
Exactly.
Like, that's just never happened.
Was that a motion to second? Or was that a motion to excuse?
It's an improper motion.
It was a motion
point
to
of
excuse him, his absence.
I have a request.
Bill, you can't do things like that.
Okay. Is there some reason we couldn't vote on that?
I have a request for information.
Go ahead.
Are you saying ask your question?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I would like to know what our standing and special rule is regarding requests for excused absences. I'm actually trying to go through those rules right now, but before we excuse an absence, I think we need to know what our rules are. Do you agree?
I think that's reasonable.
May I suggest that we move on, and as soon as I find something, I'll let you know.
Okay,
on this issue with Alberto.
Is there any objection to handling that way?
I just have a point of information. Who seconded the motion?
Nobody.
I did. Sandy Wyman seconded that motion.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else about the agenda approval?
Yes, this is Nancy.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I'd like us to put on the agenda the mandated KPFT local station board programming committee, which was mandated by the PNB, and we have not
mandated,
selected.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your words. The mandated what committee?
Programming committee, the local station
programming,
board programming committee. And so we have not elected one-third our LSB, and the staff will elect one-third, and the general manager and the LSB will agree on listeners one-third.
Okay.
Can we put that on the agenda somewhere? It needs our general manager would benefit a lot if we had a programming committee going.
Okay. How about if we make that right after public comment?
We can't put that on there without a vote.
Ooh, we have to vote to put it on the agenda?
Majority vote.
It's a mandated by the PNB, and it's long overdue. We haven't done it. It was mandated in 2013.
This is Richard. I'll call the question.
I'm at a loss here. I never heard of having to vote to put something on the agenda.
That's the way it's been the whole time. If you want to add something to the agenda, it takes a majority vote.
Let's put it to a vote then.
If it's a reconsider after we've approved the agenda, if somebody wants to add something, then it takes 2/3 majority to add it.
It takes 2/3. But at this point, it takes a majority.
After the agenda is approved. But we are approving the agenda now. We have not approved the agenda.
To add something to the agenda, you have to get a majority of the votes to get it on the agenda.
No, not for a PNB mandated.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh, really?
Could we stop this now?
From the PNB.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that in view of the fact that it's a mandated thing, and we haven't attended to it now, that we should put it on the agenda. If you want to overrule, fine, overrule. But I think that's what I think we should do. Can I have a vote on that?
By Adriana. Yeah.
Bill for the stack.
She has a voice problem, but she's been asking for a point of order, Adriana.
Okay, I haven't heard her. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I think that would be very good that in the meantime that you are the chair, the people abstain for answering back and forth and gaining the floor, even if it's the secretary, till you give them the floor. It's not enough to yell and then talk. The chair gives the floor. And I agree with you, but please ask everybody to respect that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before
we finish that one, let's go to Bill and see what your addition is.
Well, actually, this is a request for information. Where on the agenda was Nancy asking that that be put?
First.
First meeting.
Point of information.
What?
What's your point?
Does this require a second? Does the motion require a second?
Probably, yes.
It has been seconded.
I second.
Yes. Andy seconded.
So with an amendment?
Bill, I'm sorry, I lost your comment. Go ahead. Do it again,
Bill,
please.
With an amendment?
An amendment.
I move that we amend Nancy's motion to put it at the end of unfinished business.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Darrell.
Okay, so we'll put it on under unfinished business.
And if I may, I just would like to say that this is an ongoing, long-term issue. There's no reason to raise it.
Can we have some quiet, please?
This is a long-term, ongoing issue. There's no reason to raise it at the last minute. It's not an urgent addition to the agenda. It should have been submitted properly.
And you're moving to strike it or to move it?
No, I'm just saying we've taken a lot of time. I'm seconding that it goes to the end of unfinished business because I agree it's important, but it should have been submitted properly. So it's not going to go first.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to put it first.
Okay.
Who's that speaking? Darrell?
Can we move on to? We haven't had minutes approval yet, right?
I have an item for the agenda, Deb. This is Chad.
Go ahead.
You need a vote on that first one.
I thought we did.
Nope.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay. Then we're going to vote on the putting the program committee, mandated programming committee. We're going to vote on that.
Are there any objections?
Unfinished business. I thought we did that, but anyway, are there any objections to doing that? Hearing none, it's considered, voted upon, and put under unfinished business. Can we move on now?
May I have the floor, Madam Chair? Deb?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
I have a motion to put on the agenda the reestablishment of the program director and to refer this matter to the Management Selection and Review Committee.
Again, I object because that did not come up suddenly. It's an ongoing issue. It should have been submitted in advance in the proper way in writing, and all you're doing is wasting time with this confusion. You know better than to throw that in as a motion to add it to the agenda. You know better than not to submit it the proper way, and I object. This is Durrell.
Okay, objection. Yes, you can respond, yes, go ahead.
Well, this is mandated in the bylaws, but before I say anything more, if I don't have a second, I don't have the right to speak at all. And Durrell's comments would have been inappropriate since I'm given the right to speak first. Someone who makes a motion gets to speak first if it has been seconded.
Pardon me.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So you're withdrawing that for now then, Ted?
No, I'm asking for a second so I can advocate
point. Is there a second for Ted's motion?
I second it.
Who's that?
Susie.
Who's that? Susie. Okay.
Susie.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got you. Thank you. Ted, go ahead.
Okay. The Pacifica bylaws say that every radio station should have a program director. We currently have an executive director, interim executive director, who is working pro bono. It has been suggested that we can't afford a program director. This motion does not address the question of salary. All it does is put in motion an effort to find someone. If they have to be hired part-time, if they have to be hired pro bono or without pay, so be it. All I want to do is get this thing to the rightful committee and let them get to work on it as they see fit, with the understanding that they are taking up the issue of finding a general manager first. But I would like this referred to the Management Selection and Review Committee.
Point of order.
Is there any objection? Yes, go ahead.
Ted, you need to send me that in writing.
I did.
Motion? Did you?
I submitted it in writing.
Okay.
He did, I thought.
Okay. Can we move on then?
What position on the agenda?
Last item. Very last item of new business.
Thank you.
Okay. Staff recognitions.
Madam Chair?
Minutes is next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did skip it. Yes. Minutes approval. Go ahead.
Teresa for the stack.
Is it about the minutes approval? We should do that first.
I just wondered if we did add Ted's motion to the agenda.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Yes, we did.
So where is
it business.
On the agenda? Under new business.
Okay. The end of the agenda.
Thank you very
agenda.
Much.
We need
Thank
to
you.
Approve the agenda, Madam Chair, as amended.
What is amended?
We must approve the agenda as amended before going further.
Hear any objection?
I don't understand what it is you want.
An approval of the agenda.
What is it you're saying?
Approval of the agenda.
We're trying. We're trying to do that, and she is saying that something was in the wrong place or something, or maybe
no.
I misunderstood.
No, no, Madam Chair. She's just saying that you need to approve the agenda before you go to the minutes, and all you need to do is ask if there's any objection.
I think that the minutes...
Agenda.
Vote for the minutes approval.
Agenda.
The agenda. God. I'm
in
the wrong thing altogether. Okay. The agenda. Do call for the vote for the agenda approval then, please.
Are there any objections?
Hearing none. The agenda is approved. Okay. Can we go to the minutes now?
Okay. Let me comment on this. I have had some trouble with my computer, and I'm not ready because those agendas, the minutes didn't have all the information on them that I was trying to put on them. And Ted offered me some more information, too, so I'm going to have to pull those and bring them next month.
Okay. Then we can move on to staff recognitions.
I have a point of personal privilege. This is Patel Adams.
Okay.
We are not live streaming on KPFTX, and there is also no info for people to call in for public comment. So neither of those two things are on KPFTX.
Okay, I do not have a resolution or a solution for either of those. Does anybody?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead.
I guess whoever is chair moving forward can ask the other LSBs how they do public comment. But the bylaws specifically state, they don't state that public comment is necessary on a conference call situation. And I know this is kind of extenuating circumstances because of COVID, but the bylaws do not state that you have to have public comment on telephone conferences, just like the PNB does not have public comment, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we... do we have any staff recognitions?
If we're taking a stack on that, I would like to get on stack.
Go ahead.
We need public comment for transparency, and I don't think comparing like the LSB meetings to the PNB meetings is the same. We need public comment for transparency.
We can't do it right now. I
point
appreciate that.
Point of information. This
go
is
ahead. Go ahead, Darrell.
I don't remember the details, but when those of us who signed on to the call on time had a discussion as to the challenges with the system we're using, with a max of 25 people. Was
right.
there a way that someone who is on the call can add another person? Is that what was said or something was said that would be a workaround to the limit of 25 people?
There was, but I think what it involves, it was for public comment, not for people to be able to listen to the meeting.
Correct, but that's what Patel Adams is trying to say, is how can we have people able to call in for public comment
when there's no space.
We don't have public comment.
There is space right now. We are below capacity. We do not have 25 people on the call, so there is room for call-ins.
Okay.
If anybody's interested right now. I do agree with you that a better solution needs to be found.
Nancy,
I think this is a point of order, Madam Chair, but it may not be.
Nancy, what point are you talking about?
I got an email from Denicia Williams, said that she wasn't going to be here tonight and asked for an excuse absence.
Oh, okay.
Madam Chair, Rita Washington is on the call.
Rita, okay.
I'm sorry,
I got
who
you.
Is? Rita?
Rita Washington. Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
Point of order.
Can we go? Yes. What's your point?
Yes. In order to get an excused absence, we have a standing rule that you must call in at least. You must give your request for an excused absence at least 2 hours. I think it's 2 hours, or was it 4 hours? I can't remember. Before the start of the meeting. However, our meeting has already started. We're at 7:30.
And a personal privilege.
Go ahead.
If you're coming to the meeting and it's an in-person meeting and you get halfway there and you run out of gasoline, how can you do that? If you're calling in and you have trouble with your phone, how can you do that? That's not a realistic thing, and I don't even think it exists.
Point of order, Mr. Madam Chair. This is Dwayne.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Dwayne.
I got you, Dwayne.
I think the last speaker's comment leads out the fact that you can email, which is what we have been doing for the last 10 to 12 years, whether
I got an email from her.
We're not going to make it or not. And I think, though, someone can move to suspend the rules, but the rules are the rules. And I think we can't debate the rules. We've been operating under them for the last 12 years.
Right. I'm moved to suspend the rules and excuse Vanessa because for some reason she wasn't able to participate. If anybody could second it, I think we should suspend the rules and accept her absence, approve her absence.
I second it. I second the motion. I second.
That would require 2/3 vote.
Okay.
And Bill, can we amend that to include Egberto, please?
Oh, absolutely.
No. He did not.
That's a motion to amend.
Chair Berto did not ask for an excused absence, so that's a difference.
Hello, this is Sandra. I'm just announcing that I've joined the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Sandra.
Madam Chair, this is Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Go ahead. I think the difference is that if you ask for an excused absence, it can be granted, but absent of asking for an excused absence, there is nowhere in the rules that someone can just throw out someone who didn't show up and say we're going to excuse them.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm not withdrawing my motion, so if somebody wants to second it, we could decide on that too.
Okay. Bill, would you restate your motion?
I'm amending that motion to include Egberto Willis and excuse him also.
Okay.
And that will require 2/3
vote. You can do it separate.
Point of order.
No. The motion is as the motion is. You vote on it that way. What's your point?
Point of order.
I heard you. What's your point of order?
That motion has been tabled pending feedback from Ted, so I don't know why it's being interjected again.
If Ted comes up with something different.
Bill's motion.
I don't.
He's attempting to resurrect it when it's been tabled for a period of time. It's ridiculous.
Bill, for the stand.
Maybe I'm just confused, but I didn't think that he did that.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I think that is very irregular. That only, Vanessa Williams at least doesn't comply with the rules, but she sent an email. I think that is very irregular or very, I don't know, call my attention that everybody keep insisting, or Bill at least is insisting in putting there Egberto Willis that didn't ask for anything, doesn't comply with any of the rules, and nobody mentioned the other people that are not present. What is Egberto Willis is some kind of a star that we need, even if he doesn't want to be here and doesn't want to be excused, need to be excused.
Do you want to respond, Bill?
No, I don't want Bill responding. I want the LSP responding, Madam Chair. And yes, we have the right to divide emotion, People can vote separately in every motion.
Point of order, Madam.
Divide every motion.
Point of order,
please. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. The the motioner. There are two motions on the floor right now. The original motion was to suspend the rules to approve the excused absence of Benicia Williams. The second motion,
yes,
was an amendment to the motion, I suppose, was by Bill to add Egberto Willis to the excuse of absences. They stand alone, and we need to vote on Bill's motion first. Both of them require a two-thirds vote.
A point of
order.
Okay. Deb, I have found.
Yes, go ahead.
I
go
have
ahead.
The
you got
found,
a point of order?
Well, I really don't know that it's order, but you asked me to look this thing up. I have found the special rule regarding excused absences. May I read it to everyone?
Go ahead.
Point of order.
What's your point?
My point of order did not get a ruling from the chair. And this bill's motion has continued in discussion, and it was tabled pending on what Ted has to say. We have a motion on the floor. I think,
exactly.
You know, we need a ruling from the chair on this.
There was no motion to table, no vote to table.
Whatever you want to call it, Bill, everyone agreed.
I have the answer.
Speak.
Okay. Here's. I'm willing to accede to the group, whatever you decide. But it seems to me these are very, very difficult times, and we have difficult business and a network to save, and trying to make sure that someone's marked absent when their appearance on the board is desired is not a great deal. This is not something we should all be fighting for or against.
Point of order, this is
I would
Bill.
Like to, yes, go
so
ahead.
So why don't we just throw out all the rules?
May I
right.
That's
I
what the Democrats get accused of all the time.
Well, the Republicans are the ones.
Point of order.
So, want to emulate them?
Bill, go ahead,
I texted
please.
Egberto, remind him about the meeting. He texted back. He says it's full. He says full capacity. He's getting an error message. He cannot call in. So maybe we have some people from the public who have called
so why
in.
Why do you have that information
that.
And the chair does not?
Right. And why would
me.
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order.
What's your point, please? What's your point,
well, first
please?
Off, Bill is always throwing out these little special orders. And the fact of the matter is, Egberto should be sending that email to the LSB, not to Bill.
Right.
He is not, at least he's not my ruler. So all of this that he first he says Egberto wants an excused absence. We have no record of that. Now he says Egberto is trying to get in. We have no record of that. Members, the rules.
How
that,
do you know?
The,
how do
no,
we not
it has
know?
Not been sent to the LSB, ma'am. That's common sense.
If he
is supposed to
so
send
we have
it
a
to
king operating
it,
here.
Here's the evidence.
So we all
tried to get
it, not one person.
Can I speak, please? May I
here's say is my evidence.
If no, apparently not. If Egberto is trying to get in and can't, he would call somebody he thought would be able to help him get in. And if people are on, you know that it's limited to 25. If, you know, the first 25 people get...
Well, then Bill needs
to
just put Egberto
on the call.
To call
and
the call.
Excuse me, I'm in the middle of talking.
So, yeah.
If everybody gets a friend to call in, then the line is busy and he can't get in. I think it's entirely unreasonable to not allow him.
Put Egberto on the call.
Well, why wouldn't you just flip him over? It happens to me with the PMB
all
the time.
Why don't we all
shout? If I have a friend, they put me on the call, Madam Chair. They just simply flick over and put me on the call.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Chair, you gave Ted the floor to read the special rule, but then he got interrupted. Why don't we let him read it? I'm looking
point,
at it
point
now,
of personal privilege.
I have a point of order. I don't know. Can you all not hear me? This is Lee Patel Adams.
Okay, we'll
privilege.
Take the point of order first.
This
Venetia,
is the,
go ahead.
Egberto didn't reach out to Bill. Bill reached out to him.
About what?
How do you know this?
How do you know that?
Well, isn't that interesting? How do people know these things? I would like to know.
Bill just said it. Bill just said it. I'm not making this up. Bill just said it.
Sandy for the staff.
I said I texted Egberto to remind him about the meeting.
Trying to help keep him
back
on the board. That's about.
Can we? Can we stop talking until you're called on? Ask for permission to speak first. Don't just talk, okay? I have no idea who is next or who's saying. Who's got anything
Teresa,
to say on either
Teresa
side?
Teresa for a point of
go
personal
ahead. Teresa,
privilege.
No, not
yes,
Teresa.
Special privilege.
Ted.
Can we have
no.
it quiet
Ted
except for
there.
Teresa? Can we have
you,
it quiet except for
you
Teresa?
Not, you
point of personal
Ted
privilege.
No, apparently we can't.
And you forgot. Let
you
Ted read the rule.
Ted.
Madam
Ted
Chair,
I have a request for a special privilege. Will you be quiet, please, and let her speak?
Thank you. I do
no,
believe point of
privilege. No, it's not fair. You gave the floor to
shut
Ted
up
to read the special rule.
No, don't tell
Madam,
anybody
shut
to shut up,
Nancy.
Idiot. That's
Madam,
just an idiotic move to disrespect
Madam Chair,
someone like
Madam
that.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege
that
takes precedence. Point of personal privilege.
I have a point of personal privilege as well, please.
Tell your child to shut up. It's a grown-up on this phone. Tell nobody
please,
to shut up.
Please, everybody,
not
just
you
calm down.
Point of personal privilege.
Teresa, go
Madam
ahead
Chair
and make it
yes
make it succinct. Thank
Madam
you.
Madam Chair, I dialed the number, and it says, and I'm dialing the same number that I call. I'm calling on my cell phone, and it said that the code number is wrong, but it's the same number I called to get in. So I'm thinking that's what Egberto is.
Oh my God.
Oh my
that's
God.
Not that's third
third
Madam Chair, if you think she's not telling the truth, tell it. Do it yourself.
No, that's not a point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
I didn't call her a liar. I'm just everybody's fabricating.
So that's not correct. People are using
like the Wizard of Oz around.
They're using Robert's rules to get before other people. That's not personal privilege. Means something's going. I can't hear. Something like that. To say that, that's to validate a point by another member. That's not a point of personal privilege. It has to do with you personally. She is already on the call. It has to be something that
abuse
has to do with
is that? Why is that not a point of personal privilege?
That
she has information to clarify what's
now,
happening.
What she said is
that's a point
called
of information,
she's
Madam Chair.
She's already on the
what
call.
What difference does it make what you call it?
I can't hear.
It makes everything. What difference does the rule make, period?
If I don't have quiet, I'm hanging up. You guys can fight
well,
this out
you
yourselves.
A,
this is ridiculous.
According to the rules, and you can get off.
Everybody's just shouting.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is Rita Washington. If at Virgil,
yes,
the medium has gone out several times. So if he felt he would not be able to be here, Bill said, I reached out to Egberto. He didn't say Egberto called. He said, I reached out to Egberto. Egberto got the notice, just like all of the rest of us. So if he can't get in. You should have called or said something before. He was evidently, from the actions, had Bill not called him, he would not have even tried to call in. So we need to look at the facts of what's being said before us. You know, with all of this, like, no
may
sense.
I say something? May I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
All right. You know, I'm just fine. I'm trying to speak now. Thank you very much. I am listening to
you
the call. I'm speaking.
Who is it?
Can anybody hear me?
What
this
is
Egberto.
Who are you?
It's Egberto.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know.
Okay, I put you down as being.
Okay, I mean, what I don't, I'll be frank with you guys, okay? I listen into the meetings, I listen to everything, I follow everything. But what I really don't understand, and I keep my mouth shut most of the times, but if you sit down and listen to the kinds of things we're talking about, we have KPFT right now in trouble. I work my butt
yes
off during the week to try to make sure and try to get us doing work. Could we just for one time, this is a begging. I am I'm humbling myself to you guys and begging you. Is it possible one time for everybody to just go ahead and say, I am going to hold back myself for one time and just let things be? You don't have to win. Being right is not always what it's all about. We have a station in trouble. And I'm telling that to everybody, whoever is with that feedback. I'm saying that to everybody, including myself. One time, if you really care about, and by the way, I do think everybody care about the damn station. I really do that. I really do believe everybody in there care about the station. But care a little bit less about yourself and more about the station, all of us. And I'm talking to all of us, no, nobody in particular. But if you hear what I hear or what everybody else hear at the end of the line, it's horrendous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair, you have a motion. You have a motion that needs a vote from Durrell to expand the rules and excuse Venetia Williams' absence.
I'm sorry, I'm lost myself. I have a vote for Venetia. What is this?
We need to vote on Durrell's motion to expand the rules and excuse Venetia's Williams' absence.
I second the motion.
Okay.
It has been moved and seconded.
Deb, this is Chad McCreed, the standing the special rule regarding this matter.
No.
I think that would be appropriate before we vote. Yes.
Right.
Say what you
Somebody
have to say.
Somebody don't
want to
know the rule.
This is on what I have is standing in special rules, page 16 of 16, last updated May 11th, 2016. Special rule 1, meeting procedures, section 1, qualification for excused absences. It takes about 4 lines. No LSB member or committee member shall be granted an excused absence. Have 3 or more absences in the immediately preceding 12 months, not to be counted for any month retroactive to passage of this rule, May 13, 2015. Now, here is the appropriate part. To qualify for an excused absence, the request must be emailed to lsb@kpft.org at least 3 hours in advance of that scheduled meeting. To suspend, this is not from our special rules, but from Roberts, to suspend a special rule requires a two-thirds vote.
That's what we were going to do.
Yep.
Can we get on with
That's
it then?
That's what we're ready to do now.
Orders of the
yes.
We have
Orders
to do two.
We're going to take the vote. We're going to
bend the rule.
Yes. Call a roll.
May I make
call
a quick
roll
comment?
For a vote.
Point of order. Point of order.
We're calling the roll.
What's your point
we're
of order?
We have
point?
To take two. The first vote would be to suspend the rule, and then the second vote would be to apply it to Venetia Williams, although I guess we can do the two at one time. That would be a ruling by the chair.
That's what we were trying to do until you interrupt.
Yes, that's what we were trying to do, I thought. Could
no,
go
Alberto's absence was thrown into the mix. Don't forget short memory. That what started all of this was Bill adding Alberto to the motion. So let's not have short memory left.
You're out of order.
Bill, may I make a quick comment?
Telling that woman
go
to
ahead.
Shut up too.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I would withdraw my amendment about Alberto because he's here, so we don't need that. But I'll just remind everybody, Venetia is a teacher. And she can't just leave her class to send an email to the LSB. So I think if she didn't do it with 3 hours in advance, we need to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, he's out of order.
Madam Chair, that is ridiculous. Teachers have multitask all day long. I've got 3 of them in my family.
Oh,
I know that they can
excuse
send an email on that.
Excuse me. Since when is having
order.
A little compassion for somebody out of order? He is
it's
not trying to promote
just
her.
Just follow the rules and doing it. Just follow the rules and doing it. That's all.
Okay, Madam Chair, did you say we were going to vote on both of those things together? Did you say we were going to vote on both those things together?
Yes, that's what I thought, yes.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
No, we're in a vote.
What is your
comment?
Well, yes, we do need to vote, but I don't want to act like they do and tell her she can't talk. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come here.
Okay, my point is, all of us, and it's in the recording, here, somebody, we all know who that person is, yelling to Nancy Saibara, an attorney, shut up. This is unacceptable, and you as chair should commit and ask to commit that person, and ask for that person to ask for forgiveness.
It is also unacceptable for people to keep interrupting and shouting.
But I didn't finish yet. And do not overtalk. You gave me the floor.
Forgiveness.
Okay, I'm gonna call the roll for this vote. If that's okay with the chair.
Madam Chair,
that's fine.
I want to respond.
Okay, Teresa Allen, how do you vote on excusing Venetia Williams' absence?
Well, Madam Chair, I also have a problem with that person saying shut up. I wish you would address that.
Could we all maintain a little quiet while we call the vote?
Respect for her, she gave the floor to and the chair did not respond.
Teresa Allen.
Point of order.
How do you vote?
Point of order.
The chair told me to call the roll.
Point of order.
What's your point? What is your point?
You recognize the member dutifully. The member cited a request. You did not address it. You have to address it one way or another. He doesn't have the right to step on her. We've done that twice with someone telling a woman to shut up, and now he's stepping on the lady's request, and you have a responsibility
to
respond.
What is her request? Instead of the haranguing, what is her request? I didn't get
first off, I've got a lot of words. I'm standing
but
for
not
a member
request.
That you gave the floor to, madam. You just afford her the same respect you afford Teresa and anyone else. And this,
I would love to. Would you please be quiet and let her talk?
You are the one who stepped on that yourself.
If it's so important, let her talk.
Well, she did talk, but you didn't respond.
She called for a vote.
Go ahead, Adriana, and repeat your request. Oh,
I'm pretty sure I just heard that same person pass right now, by the way.
Please be quiet and let Adriana repeat her request.
Okay, Madam Chair, I ask you...
Succinctly, please.
I ask you as chair to really talk to the male that we all know who that person is that yelled to a female LSB member, shut up. You heard that. Everybody heard that. And it's in the recording. And you didn't intervene. The quorum should be applied to everybody, not only to friends and against foes.
I understand what you're saying, Adriana. Could you stop now?
Could you stop now?
I understand you've made your point.
Then do
the problem is,
now you
so you can't stop.
You're disrespecting her by interrupting her. All of y'all have a problem.
Yes, I interrupted her. She is going on at length about a business that has been handled. Enough.
No, it hasn't been handled when you just let it go. And this
no, it hasn't, Madam Chair. She requested that you have the member who told the other member to shut up, to have that person to apologize. That has not been done. You're going to say you have it done or not have it done. We need to treat everybody the same. It shouldn't matter who the request come from. If I say point of personal privilege, I got to say mine in 1 minute. If someone else has a point of personal privilege,
They can go on for 5 minutes. That's not the same, Madam Chair. As the chair, you are to be neutral. That means it doesn't matter. If you give 1 minute to one person, you got to give 1 minute to everybody. But you can't do back and forth because it's someone you want to hear. That's what being a chair is about. It's about being fair, not being fair to your friend. So you have not ruled on this, the member's request to have the male member that told the other female member to shut up. He has not apologized, and that is the request of the chair at this moment. How do you rule?
This is Wendy for the stack.
Go ahead, Wendy.
No, ma'am, Wendy, you're out of order.
No.
The chair needs to rule on the point of personal privilege of the member. You can either say yes or no. It's your job to do that, Madam Chair. Rule
now.
Either way you want to, but you need to make a rule.
I have asked people to be quiet and to listen and to be succinct. Cooperation from almost anybody on those points. So we're having a shouting match, and somebody said something, perhaps with a hot under the collar. Could we move on, please?
You're demanding public humiliation.
You're demanding public humiliation.
Ask the member to apologize.
Goodbye.
But if you don't want to do your job, get back.
You know what,
goodbye.
You guys, she had called on me before she left, so I'd like to go ahead and just say what I was going to say. You know, that just because a member asks a question or just asks for some kind of thing to happen doesn't mean the chair has to do it. They can do it. I don't know.
We didn't say she had to do it. We said
what about
she
the code of
rule.
Conduct?
She
what about
rule.
The code of conduct?
She don't
need to rule
over everybody.
You have to rule when a member makes a personal privilege. She should have ruled.
Hey, everyone, I think we should come back to order, y'all. If Deb clearly couldn't handle being chair. Can we, I think, if Richard, if it's okay with you, you can chair since you are the next officer after Deb Shafto and Venetia Williams.
Or I
that's
would like to chair.
I'm
the treasurer. This is Terry.
That's not the way it works. The way it works
okay.
is the,
tell me
that's
how it
why
works.
You vote for a vice chair. If there is
okay.
a vice chair and the absence of the vice chair, you need to vote for a chair pro tem.
But somebody has
right.
to conduct that election, and I'm willing to conduct the election for a chair pro tem.
Well, go forward, but you just don't get to say I'm going to be chair. That ain't how it works.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say
nobody
you did.
Said
I said you don't get to say that you're going to be chair like
okay,
someone just
okay,
suggested.
Okay, Mr. Lark, will you please be quiet and let us do this election?
No, I'm going to be quiet. You be quiet. We don't have any order right now.
I can't be quiet. I can't be quiet and run this election.
I understand that, but you had no vote responding to what I said. We need to elect. Okay, Dwayne, you're wasting everybody's time.
Come on.
Let's move on. Please.
Am I the only one wasting everybody's time?
I respectfully request that everybody please stop.
She's out of your mind, man.
Please stop. Everybody, please. This is Sandra. I've had a really rough day, and this is the last thing that I want to do is hear a bunch of my colleagues shouting out at each other, being disrespectful, and creating general mayhem and disorder. Okay, so we need to move forward. Let's move forward. Richard, I think as the secretary, you can call a roll. Do we have anybody that wants to be nominated as the chair pro tem?
This is Teresa. I will be happy to serve. If there's someone else that wants to, Teresa is volunteering
to be chair pro tem. Is there anybody else who would like to be chair pro tem?
I nominate Rita Washington.
Okay, Rita, do you accept the nomination as chair pro tem?
No.
Okay, thank you, Rita.
Anybody else? I nominate Patel.
Adams.
Okay, Adriana nominates Venetia Patel Adams. But Venetia, do you accept the nomination for Chair Pro Tem?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Venetia. I don't even care about seconds at this point, Susie, but thank you. Okay, so we have Teresa who's volunteering. We have Venetia who's volunteering. Is there anybody else volunteering to be Chair Pro Tem for this meeting tonight?
I nominate Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Dwayne, do you accept the nomination?
I respectfully decline, but you have to have seconds and nominations.
Okay.
You just can't not accept them.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute, Dwayne. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay? So now we have two people that have accepted the nomination to be Chair Pro Tem. Do I have a second for Teresa? Does anybody want to second her nomination as Chair Pro Tem?
I don't need seconds.
Does anybody want to second?
I second.
Thank you.
I don't need a second for a nomination.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Please stop. Okay, so now we have Venetia Patel Adams. Does anybody want to second her nomination as Chair Pro Tem?
I second it.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Bob Gardner.
Okay, so Bob Gardner seconded Venetia's nomination as Chair Pro Tem, and Lyndon Foley seconded Teresa's nomination as Chair Pro Tem. So now we have two people. So we need to decide how we're going to choose which of these two people is going to serve as our Chair Pro Tem.
Why don't we just have an election?
Actually, I withdraw. I withdraw.
You withdraw?
We're already at 8.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Okay. So with the withdrawal of Venetia Patel Adams, that leaves Teresa Allen as the Chair Pro Tem. So, Teresa, the floor is yours. And everybody, please, let's be kind to one another. We really need a little kindness right now. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep it in order.
Point of order, please.
Yes,
Adriana.
Yes, Adriana. Yes, can you
know
hear me?
That nobody can hold, I'm sorry, but nobody can hold two offices at the same time. Aren't you, Teresa, the treasurer?
That's why I decline.
Well, I'm saying that I would serve just for this meeting. Are you saying I can't chair this meeting because I'm treasurer?
You cannot be two offices position at the same time.
Okay.
Teresa.
Okay, so.
For information.
So are you saying that, in your opinion, I would have to resign as treasurer to conduct this meeting?
Request for information.
I don't know, everybody. That is what I'm saying.
Excuse me, Adriana. What's your question, Ted?
Where in either Robert's Rules or in our bylaws does it say that someone cannot serve as the Chair Pro Tem?
Madam Chair, wait a minute.
Lyndon,
let's
that.
Go to Adriana. Adriana, do you know where in the bylaws you're saying that this would be against the rules?
The bylaws doesn't say about anything about Pro Tem. The bylaws said that one person cannot hold two officers.
Okay.
Of the foundation.
But I'm not sure if Chair Pro Tem qualifies. So let me go back to Ted. Ted, do you have some opinion about this, or do you know where in either Robert's Rules or our bylaws you're bringing your question from?
I would imagine that it doesn't exist, that there is nothing written in either document, and this is not holding, that's the key word, holding a position. Pro tem means just for tonight, and therefore I think Teresa can go ahead and be our Chair Pro Tem, and we can move on with our business. But that, and you could vote it up or down as an appeal from the decision of the chair, And if the body agrees that you can serve, then we can move forward.
Well, I'm going to rule that Ted is correct in his interpretation, but if someone objects to my decision, we will take a vote. Does anyone appeal the decision of the chair? Hearing none, I'm going to chair the meeting.
I object.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Be bringing that to the PMB.
Okay, stop. Adriana, did you want the floor? What did you still want to say?
Yes. What I was trying to say, Madam Chair, because Ted gave his opinion, and I believe that we shouldn't vote because Ted imagined. His work was a
imagine.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm the chair, and I'm making the decision. You can either appeal my decision of the chair or not. Do you appeal the decision of the chair so we can vote?
I will go with whatever the body wants to do, but I don't like that somebody used that.
I understand that
imagine.
You don't like it, but we're finished with discussion.
At this point,
does anyone want to appeal the decision of the chair? That's the only question I'm asking.
Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
What decision is that?
Okay, I would just say to you that if you feel as though it's more important for you to chair this meeting than to be treasurer, then you go ahead and move forward. But the rules of the bylaws are very clear and explicit. If you chair this meeting, then you're going to automatically remove yourself as treasurer because you cannot serve as two offices. That's explicit in our rules, no matter what Ted says.
Madam
Chair, this is Sandra.
Both Lyndon and I have been trying to be on the staff. We're not ready. We just want to have discussion. Okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I'd like to remind everybody that I was chewed into being the chair for one meeting. In fact, it was the meeting where Judon Boney was introduced when we were down at the Labor Hall because I was treasurer. I was the last officer or the next officer in line. And so I was put in the position of running that meeting until we could elect somebody so I could get out of the chair.
Hello.
Okay. So
may I speak, Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Sandra.
I would like to remind everybody exactly of what Lyndon just stated. And also, there was a previous time this past year when you served as the chair pro tem because Deb could not be present. So there is already at least two precedents that show that it is okay for the treasurer to serve as the chair pro tem, being the next officer in line. So, you know, if you want to split hairs, you can split hairs. But this is time that we will not get back. This is time we need to use wisely and productively. So, again, I appeal to my colleagues on the LSB. Can we please move forward? Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
You ruled... I'm right. I need this for the minutes. You ruled. What was your ruling exactly?
My ruling was that a person could serve as pro tem. That was my ruling.
Okay. And if somebody objected, we would be.
No one has appealed the decision of the chair. So let's move on.
The word
officer
and I objected.
I'm sorry. First, let Richard say what he needs to say. What do you say, Richard? What were you saying?
I'm still confused about what your ruling is that a person can be.
I think it was Dwayne Lark or Venetia Patel that said that I could not chair.
Dwayne said that.
Okay, Dwayne said that, and Ted argued, I forget if it was a point of information, stated that he knew of no evidence in Robert's rules or the bylaws that said that I could not be service pro tem. So I made a decision on Dwayne's objection, and I ruled that I could chair, and there was, and I asked twice if there was an appeal to the decision of the chair, and there was none. Okay.
Yes, there was.
So can we move on now, Richard?
I would like to, Madam Chair. This is Richard. I would like the floor. I mean, you
okay,
know, I
don't Washington, please. Madam Chair, please.
Just to correct so that the minutes reflect correctly. Mr.
Okay.
Lark said that you could not serve two offices. He didn't say you
yes.
could not
Thank
serve
you.
The pro tem chair. So we need to right. have the minutes reflected correctly. And
Thank
Mr.
you, Rita.
Weisgill
Thank you.
Said, Mr. Weisgill said that he thought that the person could hold an office and serve as chair pro tem. We need to have the minutes reflected correctly
Fine.
Because then they can serve as a legal document. Thank you,
Thank
okay,
you.
Have,
Thank you very much.
On the back.
Okay,
I
so Richard stands corrected. Dwayne, did you want
and I
you
asked
next
to be on the stack? I
what is it, Richard? How many times?
I would like to. I would like
as
to make
you can tell, I'm not available. Leave a message.
I would,
and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
What is that? I would like to make
At the
a
tone,
motion.
Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording,
I would like to make a motion that we take a vote up or down on whether Teresa would be the person to be the pro tem for this meeting.
That is a motion. Is it seconded?
I second it.
Okay, Robert Gartner second. Okay, so we will now vote on whether I will serve as pro tem this evening. Richard, would you conduct the election? Or the vote?
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a vote. Go.
Egberto
you didn't
Willis?
Start yet. You did not
Egberto
address Bob
Willis.
When you asked her any objections. And
Nancy,
he said
you're,
clearly,
Nancy, you're out of order.
To your ruling of the chair.
Nancy, do not argue with
said.
The chair. You are out of order. I asked
That's,
for the vote. We are now in the middle of the vote. You were not recognized. Go, Richard.
Egberto Willis. You vote for Teresa being the pro tem or not? Egberto, you there?
I'm going to have to call him back. He dropped. I added him by a three-way call. Give me
okay,
a minute.
Ted, how do you... Okay. Ted, how do you...
Well, that could have solved a lot of problems.
That explains the voicemail thing
okay,
right now.
Okay, y'all need to be quiet. We're trying to do a vote here. Ted, how do you vote on Teresa being the pro tem? What?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Pass. Okay.
Yes. Y-E-S.
I got you, Ted. Sandy Weinman.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh. Rita Washington.
And Bill votes yes.
Wait a minute, Bill. Rita Washington. Rita, I can't hear you.
Rita passes at the moment.
You're going to pass. Okay. Richard Uzzell votes yes.
Wally James votes yes.
Hang on, Wally. I'll call your name. Deb Shapto, are you gone? Wendy Swirl? Wendy, are you there? Are you there, Wendy?
I hear you.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yeah.
No.
No. Darrell Robbins. Darrell, are you there? Can't hear you, Darrell. Vanessa Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Susan Mourinho.
You call me?
Yeah, how do you vote on Teresa being the pro tem?
No.
Oh, okay. I missed Senator Rawline.
I vote yes.
Yes. Darrell Robbins, did I call your name? Yeah, I guess I called your name. I didn't get any answer. Paula Miller. Paula, you still on the call? Paula? Marianne Martinez?
Yes. Okay, yes. Paula Miller is back. I don't know what happened. It's like I dropped or something.
Okay, how do you vote on whether Teresa Allen should be the pro tem for the rest of the meeting?
Oh, gee. Let me abstain because I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, abstain. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to see her now.
Wally James. Wally James.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Gotcha. Patrick Hoyt. Patrick, on the phone?
Yes.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Robert Gartner.
No.
No. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Adriana Casaneva.
Abstain.
Abstain. Teresa Allen.
I'll say yes.
Okay. Yes. We had two passes down here. We had Ted Weiskel.
I voted yes three times.
Okay, good. Yes. Rita Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay.
Yep.
Is there anybody that I didn't get?
Patrick?
Egberto, I vote yes.
Okay, I called you. Good, yes.
Patrick, hello. Yes, I'm not sure if you heard me.
I got Patrick.
I just added Vinny to the call because she was having trouble calling in.
Who's
that? Egberto vote yes.
I got Egberto. Who was having trouble calling in?
I don't know who's on that call that I can't get into the darn call because it's full. So who's on the call that ain't supposed to be on the call?
Hey, Vinicius.
Yeah,
is that okay, we're taking a vote.
Yeah, right, you know it's me.
Well, let me finish. We're taking a vote right now to whether Teresa Allen should be the pro tem to fill in the rest of this meeting. So you vote yes or no on that?
I don't care.
Wait, point of information?
Okay. No, we're on the vote. We can't. No, we're on the vote.
Well,
okay.
Hold on. But if Venetia Williams is here, she can chair.
Right.
I don't want to chair the meeting. First of all, I'm pissed off at you. I'm pissed off at everybody in that damn meeting for giving out that darn phone number to somebody that's not supposed to be. Y'all better stop playing with me. You better stop playing with me.
Venetia, I appreciate your problem.
I move that
let us finish this.
We allow
let us finish
chair
this.
To chair.
No, there's no movement.
The
there's no motions right
here.
Now. There's no motions right now. I'm taking a vote. I'm taking a vote. Adriana, I'm taking
but
a vote.
But we don't need
quiet.
To vote this. The vice chair
well, she
here.
Just said she didn't want to do it. She did not want to do it. Let me finish this vote.
That's
okay.
then she's not vice chair.
Right. Yeah, yes, 13, ma'am. Just
13,
like you locked me out of that meeting.
There, Benicia.
Okay, guys, come on now. Come on now. Okay, 13 yes, 3 no, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions.
Don't tell me what I am or what I'm not. Y'all get on my damn nerves. I see I don't have to put my shit in legal writing because I didn't have enough.
Okay, let's try to stay calm. You know,
the motion passed 13-3-5
okay.
Extension.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for your patience. I think it's time. We have postponed the minutes, I believe. I think it's time for staff recognition. Am I correct?